Lai 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 lai
Writings of Rabash, what advantage is there in work more than in the rewards? A complete man is one who has been rewarded with the Torah and the Creator, and Israel are one. Therefore, indeed, greeting the Shekhinah is very important, because the purpose is for men to achieve this degree. But to come to greet the Shekhinah requires prior preparation for one to be fit for it. In the words of our sages, this is called, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. This is the interpretation of the verse, and to cleave unto him, cleave unto his attributes. It means, as explained in the book Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, that only by a person working in love of others can he achieve dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. There are many names for this: instilling of the Shekhinah, attainment of the Torah, greeting the Shekhinah, etc. The main preparation, which is called labor or exertion, is that one must prepare oneself to annul one's authority, meaning one's self. We can call this hospitality, greeting guests, meaning that he cancels the view of the landlords and he craves the view of Torah, which is called annulling of authority. Naturally, he becomes the guest of the Creator, who is the host of the entire world. Let's read that again. A complete man is one who has been rewarded with the Torah, and the Creator and Israel are one. Therefore, indeed, greeting the Shekhinah is very important, because the purpose is for men to achieve this degree. But to come to greet the Shekhinah requires prior preparation, for one to be fit for it. In the words of our sages, this is called, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. This is the interpretation of the verse, and to cleave unto him, cleave unto his attributes. It means, as explained in the book Matan Torah, that only by a person working in love of others can he achieve dvekut with the Creator. There are many names for this: instilling the Shekhinah, attainment of the Torah, greeting the Shekhinah, etc. The main preparation, which is called labor, is that one must prepare oneself to annul one's authority, meaning one's self. We can call this hospitality, meaning that he cancels the view of landlords and craves the view of Torah, which is called annulling of authority. Naturally, he becomes the guest of the Creator, who is the host of the entire world.
We'll
ask a workshop question. Why is the main preparation to annul our authority? Give examples from life how a friend's annulment caused connection in the group. Again, why is the main preparation to annul our own authority? Give examples from life how a friend's annulment caused connection in the group. an active workshop. Everything starts from annulment, and the fact that each one has his own authority and he lives with himself and thinking of himself, caring for himself, then no connection is possible, no relation to what is happening outside of himself, but only out of this egoistic perspective that he only cares about himself. He looks at others, but only in order to care for himself. Through annulment, we can integrate, connect, and understand what a ten is, what the group is, because otherwise a person knows the desires of others. It said, give an example. So I see many examples. I know how much each one has his own character, but when you see that a person, even though he is, let's say, very angry, he sees a friend and he smiles, or even though a person is very busy with 1,001 things, suddenly he sends a WhatsApp to the group, you can see real practical examples of annulment because of the group and because of the spirit, raising the greatness of the Creator in the group that are completely opposite and contradictory to people's characters. The effort to annul in the ten, the effort to annul towards the friends, with the purpose of discovering the force that unites us, it awakens the reforming light. And if we make such efforts, only then we can see such examples in the society. The society is abundant with such examples. It lives only on annulment. Yes, annulment is when I prefer things that the society determines are important relative to things that are naturally important for a person. An example of annulment for me is during the workshop. We must have the willingness for annulment. We need to want to give oneself his thoughts, his actions, for the benefit of the friends, to hope that the light will help and allow us to indeed carry out such an action. I think that on the internal level there's a very nice example where each one of us remembers, suddenly in the middle of the day, he remembers the goal, the purpose, the society, the Creator. It doesn't come to me just by and because of myself. It's because another friend did an act of annulment. I feel it within me. This is how we are all connected to one another. Examples, it's a little bit difficult to put the finger on a specific example, an act of a friend that you see annulment in, because this is something that is very internal. You simply feel, you see that the friend is truly making an effort. He's stepping on himself and acting towards the group. There are many such examples, but it's very hard to see them or to describe them now in the form of a story. This is what a friend did. Usually when you see it with your own eyes, that's not quite the right way. It's true. There are many examples. Each one knows about himself. The friend from the group decided to do something, and you annul, and you go along with him, even though it's the opposite of your own nature. But there are many, many of these. This is what we do, and in the end, we connect. There are, for example, friends that I know for more than, years, and I know how difficult it is for them to wake up in the morning. And it didn't change. I see the person, every time I see him in the morning, I see huge annulment. If he comes on time, then, there are no words to describe how much force it gives you. When you see this person, you know how much annulment he put in. Sometimes you have to go and wake him up because he asked for you to do it. And there's great impression for us from this small thing, just getting up and sitting here in the lesson. And obviously he had to annul a lot in order to do that. There are many concrete examples. I have examples for annulment in dissemination. When I see friends during the work, how they act, I don't see it as work. I see it as people who are acting in dissemination. This is what is moving them, motivating them. So it's hard for me to point at something. I'm trying to ask myself, what is annulment in the society? How can you see that someone is annulling before the society? In what? What is he doing in order to annul? If he's working according to the general spirit, 100%, I can say that he's working in annulment towards the goal.
Yes,
annulment, you can see it through acting. Each one of us is acting the corrected state. That's also annulment. What impresses me is, I remember this example of one of the friends. When I came in, when I joined Bnei Baruch, I needed something to write on the board, a marker, and to, you know, I remember the impression how he left everything, put everything aside, and at moment and let me search for it. And for me, it was a form of an attitude. He hardly knew me, but he saw that I very much wanted it. I was kind of lost. He left his important engagement. This was Marek Likbornik. And I remember this impression from his attitude. This is very hard to be impressed from an element that a person does within, but from an external attitude, this is something that really impressed me. Each one naturally can say about himself that he annuls, and he does things that the society determines at the expense of other things that he would have liked to do.
Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu, Vehu Yoshienu, Vehu Yashmienu, Veracham Rafsheni, Lene. והוא ישמיענו ברחם אבשני לעיני קולך שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד הוא אלוקינו Shmi'enu, Berachamav Sheni, Le'enei Kol Chai, Ve'u Yashmi'enu, Berachamav Sheni,